God's word for us this morning to reflect on, to be nourished by, to be strengthened by, so that we may continue on our walk of life with the Lord in this life, is from the epistle lesson. And it's the first two verses of that epistle lesson, but I want to back up just a few verses before it to give a little bit of foundation. So in Acts chapter 16, just backing up a few verses, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Philia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to do so. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. Now here come the two verses. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about this mysterious God. This God of ours opens many doors. This God of ours closes many doors. And here in Acts chapter 16, God gives us a little window into his life and how he prevented Paul from going to certain counties, but he was steering him all the more toward Macedonia. There was a need in Macedonia. There was a need for Paul to go there and preach. There was a need for Paul to go there and make disciples of all nations. As Matthew said in his gospel, go out into the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything I have commanded you. So Paul was prevented from going to certain areas, but he went to Macedonia. He went to Macedonia because the word was needed. The word of God was needed in that particular world, as the word is needed also in our lives. God wants us to hear his word, a word of life, a word of lifting up, a world that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because our world is a fast-paced world. You can look throughout your life and see that now we are on a fast pace. We got things to do, people to see, places to go, and there's not enough time in our life to get everything done. We kind of spin our wheels, don't we? We kind of put a list together of what we want to accomplish, and we start marking off that list. A few years ago, maybe I should say 3 or 4 years ago, I was going to scrape off the fence that we have around our house. And after I scraped off that fence, I was going to repaint it. And I asked Karen what kind of color she wanted, and we went through this, and okay, this is the color. So I go up to Menards, I get the paint, I get the brushes, I get the scrapers, I get all of those things. And I start scraping the fence. Well, that was probably in June. Yeah, you got it. By September, it still needed to be done. So I got out there, I painted the one side, I painted the other side, and I left one portion by her garden that the flowers and everything were coming up on the fence, so I couldn't accurately paint that fence. So I said, I'm going to get it next spring. Probably in the next 3 springs. Finally, this last couple weeks ago, I took the paint out and I started painting that section and I ran out of paint. So I'm going to go to Menards. I've got it all right here. I go to Menards, I'm going to get that paint. And the guy directs me down the little aisle and he says, okay, this is what you need. He bent down, he says, we don't have any. We're out. My things to do and places to go just got wiped off. But that's the people who we are. We're fast people. And God wants us to slow down. And God wants us in our slowness to get into His Word. To read this Word of His to strengthen us. To lift us up. To encourage us. Because we need a lot of encouragement because we are living in God's grace of time. You know, you're sooner now to life everlasting than you were about a half hour ago, or an hour ago, or 2 hours ago. We are closer to that time. A time when God will call us home. And He's going to leave people behind us. He's going to leave people that we cared for, that we loved, behind us. And they are given a mission. And that mission that we are involved in and people who will be left behind is to tell others about Jesus. To be explicit in our witness. To tell others about how much God loved us that He sent His Son to die for us. So that we would have everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. You see, He's going to paint all the fences in our lives. He's going to paint everything so that we can come along with Him. And He's going to give us the strength to tell others about Jesus. As that man of Macedonia, that Paul saw that vision, that was a need for him to go. The need for us is to tell others about Jesus. To tell others about how much God loved us. And God gives us a reason to be concerned about people. We're living in a violent world. We just shared a little bit ago, about 45 minutes ago, about this 6-year-old child who was found in a trunk of a car, who was murdered. And it was during a custody battle. And I can just imagine what happened. With the way this world is going, the mother said, if I can't have him, you're not going to have him. That's probably what happened, but the result was a 6-year-old child was killed. You see, we're living in a time which is violent, which needs peace, which needs the Lord Jesus Christ. And you hear Jesus' words in the gospel lesson, in the gospel according to John, the 16th chapter. It's the 33rd verse. In the world you have trouble and tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. That's our Lord Jesus speaking to us. He has overcome all things. And He brings us peace. And this is the one that we need to bring to those who are left. Those who are behind us, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters. All of those people need to hear about who Jesus is. And God will accomplish all things. You see, our God is gracious. And our God wants people in His kingdom. and he uses us to sow the seed. He doesn't tell us that we're going to cause the growth to happen. He doesn't tell us to drag that growth along. No, he says, you water. You sow, you water with the word, and I will take care of that growth. And he gives us that word. The word that is so precious, so valuable, that we need to open that word. We need to spend time in God's word. We need to be lifted up and cared for. One of the unique things about being a Christian is we've got God's word to lift us up and to encourage. Personal devotion is a hard thing to have. For many years, I would say, well, I just want to get into God's word in my first parish. I went to the church thinking, okay, this is where I'm going to have my private devotion. Nobody will bother me. And as soon as I got to church, the phone would ring, the door would be knocking, and I would be talking with people. And God's word took second place, third place. It took me a long time to understand that in order for me to continue to be a pastor, a strengthening, an encouraging pastor, I needed to spend time in God's word. So that's the first thing that I open in the morning after my exercises, after spending time in prayer, I open up God's word. And God is the one who's there telling me how to strengthen, how to encourage, how to lift up each one another. And so God is giving us this word. And through this word, he calls us to action. Through this word, he says, you will be my hands. You will be my voice. You will be the one to take my word to other people. And he gives us the Spirit to lift us up. He gives us the Spirit in order to talk to people about God. And he gives us the opportunity. He gives us all those opportunities that we may share God's word with one another. Through that Spirit of power, that Spirit of strength, he is the one who guides us, who directs us, who speaks through us, so that we would be able to encourage and lift one another up. And giving that gospel, the gospel of God, the gospel of power, the gospel of strength, the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that others may know who he is. In Jesus' name, amen.